Boker Tov, good morning. We are beginning. Today's daf is daf Zayin. We left off on Vav Amud Bet towards the bottom of the page. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shlema V'Adachonim V'Chlanam. Chem Dam Racham Hashanah Melechanu Kol Mifkas Arvan Manir Shalom Amasara Davin Rachel Yifav Devarav Shkav Dechav Rifkav Dester Shalom Amasara Fayim Min Amash Benachana Yifav Ad Miriam Yevudah Menifav Ad Miriam Simcha Ben Malka Miriam Adachav Yifav Benachana Adanam Menifkas Arvan Adamar Sabah Dan ben Esther, Itzchak ben Orli, Yaakov and Tamar, Makal, Yishev ben Neder, Yemen Yifan, Yosef ben Nirmer, Shem ben Penina, Yosef ben Yafan, Daniel ben Dinah, Samichan, Yemen Yifan, Menachem David, Ariyem ben Yifan, Yosef ben Yemen Yifan, Yisrael ben Yafan, Yad, Daniel ben Yisrael, Yosef ben Yemen Yifan, 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 bottom five lines on the page on Vav Amud Bet. The Gemara begins. Tanya kevatei derav sheshet. There's a braita just like Rav Sheshet. What did Rav Sheshet say? We said Rav Sheshet says in Rashi. It says Anamayim bodkina sota sheyesh ha'edim. The waters don't check a sota woman who has witnesses. So we have a braita just like him. Velav mita'ame, but not according to his reasoning. Meaning it brings a different pasuk. The pasuk says ve'im lo nitme'a ha'isha u'tehorahi v'niketa v'nizera zara. Says if a woman was not nitme'a and she's tehorahi, we're on Vav Amud Bet at the bottom of the page, and tehorahi. So the Gemara says tehora velo sheyesh la edim medinat hayam. She is tehora, and it's not talking about a case where she had witnesses from medinat hayam, where she had witnesses far away. Utehora, it says vav utehora velo shetatala zechut. It's not talking about a case where she had a zechut. He, and it says in the pasuk, he velo sheisu veitenu ba mozrot ba'levana, and it can't be. There used to be these women who would they were like weavers. They would sew, like sewers, for example, and they would do it at the light of the moon. And so, therefore, a lot of times they would, you know, women. What they do is they gossip, they talk. So he was saying it's only if it was she was tehora, but not if they were speaking about her and gossiping about her and so on and so forth, right? Rashi says, "He velo nitzolet min amayim al yedei shehayakil chulam mefusham lakol." She's not saved from the waters because everyone knew about it. It had to be because she was tehora herself, right? So he learns it from a different pasuk that if she has witnesses, the waters do not check her. This is where he learns it from. Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, so what was Rabbi Shimon's opinion? He says, "Ein zchut tola." He said that there's no delaying in the punishment. So nehi devav lo darish. We can say he's not Doresh the Vav over here in Utehora. But the Gemara says, V'ayi Ika Yeshla Edim Medinat Hayam. But she has witnesses away. So how can you say, right, Rabbi Shimon said, we said that Rabbi Shimon's opinion was, Ata Motzi Shemra Ala Tehorot Sheshatu. It's going to bring out a bad name on those pure women who drank. People are going to say, no, we're just delaying the punishment. That's not true. We're not just delaying the punishment. How can you say that? You're bringing out a bad name on those who are Torah. And we're saying, but over here, what do we have? We have witnesses. We're in Medinat Hayam. So Rabbi Shimon answers, Lo Shechicha. It's not common. And so there, it's not common for people to have, would have thought to be Choshesh that they would have witnesses in Medinat Hayam. And that's why the waters aren't checking her. Rather, everyone would think that she's really Torah. New Mishnah, most people. Mishnah says, Ketzal Osela. What do we do to this woman who is suspicious that she's a sota woman? We take her to the Beit Din in that place. We give her two Tamidei Chachamim. Lest the husband goes and sleeps with her on the way. He's not allowed to sleep with her. So we protect her. We protect him from sleeping with her. Rabbi Yehuda says, the husband is trusted and they don't need two Tamidei Chachamim. So the Gemara says, if there are two Tamidei Chachamim and the husband himself, that's three. Hatlata. So the Gemara says, Lema Masayel de Rav. Let's say maybe this supports the opinion of Rav. Damar Yehuda Amar Rav. Lo Shanu Ela Ba'ir. When we said you only need two, that's only in the town, in the city. Aval Baderech. But on the path, when you're traveling, Adikas Losha, you need to have three. Shema Yitzderech Echad Me'en L'Nikavav. Let's say one of the people need to go to the bathroom. V'Nimsa Echad Me'en Mitachet Im Ha'erva. And then the other one, if there's only two, the other one would be alone and do yichud with the woman. So therefore you need to have three just in case one needs to go to the restroom. Maybe this is support of Rav.
The husband is there, huh?
If, yeah, it's saying, if you have the husband and two others, then you have three. But if you only had the husband and one other, let's say, it was two, then you would only have one when one went to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, lo, this is not in support. His reasoning is the following. The reason is so that if the husband goes and sleeps with her, There will be two witnesses. That's why we need three. Not because if one needs to go to the bathroom. Tamadei Chachamim in the Gemara says, only Tamadei Chachamim kule alman lo, but other people are not allowed to be those two people. Lema Mesayle le'idach le'rav. Let's say this supports another opinion of Rav. Damar Yudah Marav. Lo shanu ela kesherin. We said only you can only have two kosher witnesses. Aval perutzin, but if they're not kosher, then if they don't have good morals, afilu asara namilo. Even if there were 10 of them, it wouldn't work. And the Gemara says maase hayavotziu asara b'mita. There were 10 people one time, 10 perutzin who brought her out on a bed becheskat that she was dead already in order to go and sleep with her. So the Gemara says, lo, this is not in support of Rav again. This is the reason of Rav. No, this is the reason why we need kosher witnesses, so that they know to warn the guy. They know to tell him, you're not allowed to sleep with her. You're not allowed to be with her. She's a potential sota. So you need two kosher witnesses in order to do that. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Ba'ala ne'eman aleh, the husband is trusted. So Tanya, the Braita says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ba'ala ne'eman mikal v'chomer. The husband is believed from a kal v'chomer. Uman nida she bekaret ba'ala ne'eman aleha. If someone's wife is nida, the husband is still allowed to be in private with her. We trust the husband that he won't do anything, even though it's karet. Sota she belav lo kol shekhen. Sota is only a negative commitment. So how much more so we trust the husband? So the Gemara says berabanan. What would the rabbanan say about that? He hanotenet, the rabbanan says, no, it's the opposite. They say nida de karet chamir le'omehema. Nida is karet, so the husband is more scared, so he won't do anything. So we trust him to be alone. Whereas sota delav lo chamir alei velo me'eman. Sota is only a negative commandment. It's not so strict. So we're not going to trust him to be alone with her. Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi Yehuda mikal vechomer ma'itila. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda learns this out from mikal vechomer. V'har Rabbi Yehuda mikra'e ma'itila. Rabbi Yehuda brings this from Pesukim. Detanya, the Braita says, v'hevi ha'ish et ishto el ha'kohen. He brings his wife to the Kohen. Mina Torah ha'ish mevi et ishto. From the Torah, the man brings his wife to the Kohen. Aval amru chachamim mosrin lo shnei tamadei chachamim. But the chachamim said, we give him two tamadei chachamim. Shema yavo aleh baderech. Maybe he will sleep with her. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, ba'ala ne'eman aleha mikal v'chomer. The husband is believed from a kal v'chomer. Uman nida shi bekaret ba'ala ne'eman aleha. If nida is karet, the husband is trusted. Sota shi belav lo kol shekhen. Sota is only a negative commandment. Is it not all the more so? So Amru lo, they said to him, lo, ima mart benida, if you say by nida, sheken yesh la heter, a nida woman eventually will become permitted. She's going to be permitted. So that's why we allow him to stay with her. Tomar besota she'en la heter, can you say the same rule by a sota woman that she is never allowed to be with the husband? He's never allowed to be with her? Ve'omer, what is he going to say? Maim genuvim imtaku. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, maim genuvim, stolen waters are sweeter. Sometimes when something is forbidden to you, you want it more. When you can't have something, you want it more. That's what I'm understanding here. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, min ha-Torah ha-ish mevi et ishto el ha-Kohen. According to the Torah, the man brings his wife to the Kohen. Shenemar ve'evi ha-ish et ishto. So what do you see from here? What is it trying to say? It's saying Rida brings this from a pasuk. Rida doesn't bring this from a kal v'chomer. So Amar lehu kal v'chomer bereisha uparchua. Originally he said kal v'chomer, but they challenged him. So v'adar Amar lehu kra. So that's why he brought a pasuk afterwards. Rida haynu tanakama. So the Gemara says Rida and tanakama are the same opinion. What's the difference between Rida and tanakama? Ikabenayu aval amru. The difference between them is if we say mosrin lo shnei tamadei chachamim. Do we give him two Tamidei Chachamim to walk with them? Or we don't? Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ba'ala ne'eman aleha. Whereas Tanakama would say yes. New Mishnah. Hayu ma'alin otah la beidin ha-gadol shebi Yerushalayim. They would take her to the beidin ha-gadol in Yerushalayim. U'ma'imin aleha kader shema'imin al adei nefashot. And they would intimidate her like they intimidate adei nefashot, witnesses for murder cases. Ve'omer la, and they tell her, bidi harbe yain ose. Wine can do a lot. Be careful. You know, harbis chokose and childness, you know, being immature can also, it's very dangerous, be careful. Harbe yaldutosa, schok is more so like lewdness or like lightheadedness, whereas yaldut, harbe yaldutosa is like more so childish. Being childish is dangerous. Harbe shechanim ra'imosin, and bad neighbors, bad friends can also, they can have an effect, be careful. Asil ishma gadol shenichdav kedusha shelo yimachay al ha'mayim. Admit to us that you did what you did, so that we don't have to erase Hashem's name in the water. We say things in front of her that she doesn't want to hear. They're not fit for her to hear. Her and her whole family of her father is there, present. What does it mean, things that are not, she doesn't want to hear? So they tell her, Divrei Tzadikim, Rashi says, words of the Tzadikim, how Tzadikim sinned and they would admit their mistakes. Like Yehuda. Yehuda admitted his mistake with Tamar. So they would tell her these type of things to make her feel guilty, to admit. Im amirat me'ani, if she says she's me'ah, shoveret ketubata ve'yotzeit, she writes a receipt for the ketubah, that she doesn't receive a ketubah to the husband, and that's it, she gets out by a get. Vim amirat tehorani, if she says she's really tehora, ma'alino talashara mizrach, we take her up to the mizrach, the eastern gate, she'al petach shara nikanor, it's the gate of Nikanor, she'sham mashkinet ha-sotot, that's where we drink the sotot, u'mitaharinet ha-yoldot, that's where we give. We purify the women who gave birth, and that's where we purify the people who had sarat. The kohen oches bivgadea. The kohen rips. The kohen holds her clothing. Im nikreu nikreu. If it rips, it rips. Im nifremu nifremu. If it rips, it rips. I mean, these are two different types of tears. Nifremu is more of a kriya is a smaller tear. Nifremu nifremu is a stronger tear. In this regard,
really.
In this regard,
usually enabu is the opposite.
Right, but in this regard, this is the case. Rashi says perima gedola mikriya shenikra lekra'im harbe. Okay, it's a lot of tears. Perima, that's what it is. Ad shu megadet liba, until he reveals her heart. Vesoteret sa'ara, he ruins her hair. He removes her hair cover. This is the source in the Torah where a woman has to cover her hair. It's from here that he removes her hair cover. Well, what hair cover? Oh, must be that it's the mitzvah to cover her hair. This is where it comes from. It's from the sota. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says himaya liba na'el oya magaleo. She was beautiful. And her heart was beautiful, then they wouldn't uncover her. If she had beautiful hair, they wouldn't uncover it either. I don't know how they would know if her hair was beautiful or not. It's a good question. I have no idea. If she was dressing nice white clothing, they would dress her in black clothing. If she was wearing gold jewelry, or let's say necklaces, nizamim, nose rings or rings, they would remove it to make her ugly. They would bring this Egyptian rope and tie it above her breasts to hold up from the rest of her clothing from falling. Anyone wants to see can come and look and watch. Except for her slaves and her maidservants. Because she's very stubborn around them. She's not going to admit if they're present. So we don't want her. Want them there. All of the women are allowed to see her like this. That all of the women, they get, they're supposed to see what's going on, so that they should not, and they should get scared from what's happening, and get intimidated from all of this, so that they don't do what she did. This is the Mishnah. The Gemara says, from where do we know this? From where do we know what? How do we know we have to take her to the Beit Din HaGadol? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Atiyat Torah Torah, we have a gzera shava. Ktiv ha'cha, it says over here, Vasala kohen et kol ha'Torah, the kohen does the whole Torah for her. Uchtiv hatam, and it says over there, Al pi ha'Torah sheyorucha, according to the Torah that was taught. So ma lehalan, just like in the latter case, B'shivim be'echad, it's talking about the Beit Din HaGadol of 71. Afkan, so too over here, B'shivim be'echad, it's talking about of 71. Then we said, Umaymin alea, we would intimidate her. We have a kushya. We say, the same way they would intimidate her not to drink, so too they would intimidate her to drink. Okay, so the Gemara says, Umrimla, they would tell her, Biti, im barur lach hadavar sheteorad, if you know for sure that you're pure, imdi al buryech vishti, don't give up. You should drink the waters. Lefi she'en hamayim hamarim domin ela lesam yavesh. The bitter waters, these waters hamarim, are only like a dry medicine. Shemunach al basar chai, putting on raw flesh. Im yesham makah mechalchel v'yored. If there's a cut, it'll go inside and it'll heal. En sham makah, or it'll hurt. En sham makah, if there's no cut, eino mo'il klum. It's like you put medicine on body, but there's no pain. Nothing happens from it, so it doesn't have any effect. So what do you see from here? This is a kushya. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, one second.
But I don't understand. To drink the water, it's up to her?
Okay, hold on. So one second before, let's just finish the daf and then I'll stop after this line. First we said, we try to convince her not to drink. We intimidate her not to drink. Now we're intimidating her to drink, saying if you're pure, you should drink. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, lakashya. It's not difficult. Kan kodem shenimchaka megila, kan la'achar shenimchaka megila. it's two different cases. One is before the Megillah was erased, the water was the Hashem's name was erased. If it was before, then we convince her, don't drink. We don't want to erase Hashem's name. But once Hashem's name was erased, we tell her it was already erased, again, you might as well drink. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Amud Bet, Vav Amud Bet, by talking about Rav Sheshet's opinion, and we brought an opinion that was like him, but not with his reasoning, a different pasuk. Then we got the Mishnah, we talked about what we do. We bring her to the Beit HaMikdash, we bring her to the Beit Din HaGadol, with two Talmidei Chachamim. Rav Yehuda says, her husband is believed. Then, Rav Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah was, we tried to see if he brought it from a Kal V'Chomer, like by a Nida. Then we said, no, he brought it from a pasuk. So we said, no, originally he brought it from a Kal V'Chomer, he got challenged. So then he brought it from a pasuk. Then finally, we had a new Mishnah about what we do. We bring her to the Beit Din HaGadol, we intimidate her, we tell her not to drink, we tell her, you know, be careful, we're going to erase Hashem's name, it's very dangerous, don't do this. And they would rip her clothing, they would uncover her hair, so on and so forth, just intimidate her. Anyone who wanted to come and watch was able to come and watch. Then as we got to the Gemara said, from where do we know? From where do we know it's Beit Din HaGadol? And then we got into the discussion, do we intimidate her to drink or not to drink? One case said we do intimidate her to drink. One said no, not to drink. So the Gemara says if it's before the Megillah is erased, we intimidate her not to drink. After the Megillah is erased, once Hashem's name is erased, then we can tell her, no, it's good, you should drink. If you think you're really Tehorah, you can drink. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen. I'll send the schedule in the chat.